This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is weird, and I wonder if the guy who I'm talking about, if he's listening, he might be mad at me. But I got asked a very strange question. Okay. Do I like my boy child or my girl child more?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And what was your answer?
Yeah.
I didn't answer, but I think I have an answer. I don't. Do you think your mom has an answer?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I know your sister just passed, so there wasn't her. It wasn't her?
No, it's my brother.
100%
your brother?
Yeah.
Why?
This whole time. Because he was a straight A student. He's the Air Force pilot. Like, just.
And he's in the
just
middle,
based
right?
on accomplishments.
He's in the middle, yeah.
It's only a comp. You're the baby. I would think you win. You're artsy.
I am very stubborn like my mom. And so we do butt heads. We're very alike.
So she doesn't like you because you're like her.
Kind of. Yeah.
No, you like the things you don't like. It's the dark side of the light chasers. It's like a thing. Like for most people.
I mean, we still get along like very well.
Yeah.
But my brother's the favorite.
It's a thing. It's a good therapy lesson. Tiak hasn't done any. Like, if you find yourself looking at people going, man, I hate that that guy does this. I hate that this person does that. It's something you actually hate about you.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, you're actually most mad at the things that you don't like about yourself.
I hate that guy is just like so handsome and brooding.
You can't just manifest some BS hatred.
He's
of
so
some
rich.
That is not how this works.
Okay.
But so, okay, I got to ask you this, Aaron.
Yeah.
Before he was an Air Force pilot, before he was a straight A student, you think she already liked him more?
Yeah.
So then what is it?
I don't understand. I don't know. He's the only boy in the family.
Huh. That's weird.
Mm.
Okay. So for me, I don't want to say. Because I... here's the reason he's asking. And you, please text in to 51059. If you had a choice to have one more kid, would you want a boy or a girl? Like, just text to 51059, boy or girl. And if you want to elaborate why, go... This is a part where I'm violating HIPAA laws, but I'm not a nurse. They have two embryos left for IVF. They have one of each.
Oh.
And it's like, we're about to slap one in there.
So which do we choose?
And they have a boy. So he's asking, would it be better to have two boys or the mismatched set?
Wow.
Well, I remember when Tiak announced that they were having Hazel... There was a comment that you got that like kind of stuck with you, and it stuck with me, where it was like, that's the not American dream, but it was something along the lines of like
McMillion Dollar Family. I think it was.
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
It is.
I guess just boy, girl, two kids.
And the boy first, or does that matter?
Why? I believe that it matters, but I am not sure.
Yeah. I had never heard that before. Let's see it.
Because I'm like...
it's just a boy when you have a boy and a girl. Because just like that's kind of like...
nuclear family.
Generic family.
You just
like
done the whole
boy,
thing.
Girl. Like every sitcom has a boy and a girl. Every book is like boy and a girl.
If
like,
you're playing the game of life with the little car going around the track, you put a blue peg in, then a pink peg in, and you're like, there we go, I'm done.
Yeah,
I
guess.
Okay. That's,
yeah.
So do you think you like one of them more than the other?
It's very tough at this point.
Hold on.
Be honest.
Does your family listen? My family doesn't. I can say anything I want.
My kids, I don't think, listen. They don't drive yet. So.
But But this stuff goes up on a blog.
It does, yeah.
And then 10 years from now, when Leo's in middle school, somebody's going to go, I downloaded this thing where your dad said he hates your sister or he hates you.
Well, I'm not going to say that. Okay, I don't hate either of them. I love them both more than life itself.
But you dislike one of them more than you love one of them more than you.
Well, I've been open about when we had Leo first. I was very excited. I'm a guy. I played sports. Like, I wanted a son.
Okay.
And I also grew up. I have two younger sisters, and I always wanted a brother. And especially my third sister is like a little younger. Okay. I thought she was going to be a brother. She wasn't. So I have two sisters. I've just always wanted a brother. I've been fascinated by that.
Okay.
And so I thought, oh well, here's my chance. Now I don't get a brother, but my kids will be brothers, and that's how I'll get to experience that relationship. Is, oh, I'll have two sons.
That's kind of nice.
And I'll get to, and they'll live, and that's even better, because what me and my brother are just going to fight, but I get to see them be brothers. Like, that's better, right? You want it. Just like, I think you'd rather your kid make the NBA than you make the NBA. For me, I would rather see my child do my dream than me.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's more rewarding.
My daughter is becoming quite the guitarist. Oh God.
Yeah.
I would be very happy if she got to play Red Rocks. I would be. But there'd be a little bit of
You would weep. You'd be in the crowd.
Yeah, I'd weep because I didn't get to do it.
No, it's because she's rocking it. And you're like, that's
yes, I would.
She did
it. Two things can be true at once. I can be proud of her while also insanely jealous that I never got to do it. Leo's out there draining threes and you're gonna be like, yay.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
No, you're not.
Way more. Yeah. That's way better to see him do it. Especially, I think it's even better if it's not even the same thing. It's just whatever he.
Aaron, if you had a daughter and she got on the reboot of Malcolm in the Middle, you'd be like, go for it, little girl.
I would be like, don't get into acting. It's terrible.
Okay. She's on my team. She just doesn't know how to express herself.
It's not out of jealousy. It's just out of pure protection.
All right. So answer the question.
So we had the son, and then I was like, oh, we're going to have another boy. It's going to be great. And then when we found out we were having a daughter, I was a little disappointed because I'm not going to get my brother.
Okay.
There's going to be no brother. I have no brothers in my life at all.
So you didn't like her from jump?
Until she was born. And then it was like, oh, wow, this is like something I've never experienced in my life. And never, I can't even put it like
you like her.
I
right
love
now.
Yes.
Why did
yes.
you say it like that's, that?
Yes.
Oh my God! I did not like Mia when she was born at all.
Really?
No. What? God. Ugh.
What?
Why?
What did she say? It's the worst thing in the world. Like, everyone, you can be mad at me if you want, but like when you have a kid, they just and it's like, are you hungry? And you give them food, and they're like it's like, dude, dirty. Blah. What? Like, and you get through, and you just keep listening to the Children's Hospital commercials that say never shake a baby, and you're like, don't shake the baby, and you get through it, and then all of a sudden they're like, mom. That food, and you're like, oh God, and you're communicating. By the time Noah was four, we're having full-blown conversations and we're like playing with Thomas the Tank Engine and we like have all this stuff, and then here comes this nasty little reset button that's just I'm like, what do you want? I don't understand you. Stop it. Like, ugh.
There's, especially when they're younger and they're not sleeping through the night and stuff.
Yeah.
It's definitely frustrating and draining and all those things. But then,
yeah, but there's only a certain number of things that you have to go through.
No, it's more complex.
Are they
than
hungry?
That.
Do they need a diaper change?
I know, but sometimes you do all those things and it's still not enough, and you're like, "What the hell do you want from
then
me?"
Then stay calm.
I can't.
That's my trick to putting babies to sleep.
Because you're just calm.
Yes.
Because it's not your baby.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.